This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, the North East Radio Club AGM is on again, and it will be conducted on Friday the 12th of July at the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent. Get there at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 start, and there's a $5 entry to cover the costs of pizza, chicken and chips, etc. But if you would, please bring along a plate of salad or some dessert to share. There will be tea, coffee and soft drinks available, but if you wish to, you can bring along some of your own favourite beverages. And there will also be call books and squid poles available on the night if you wish to get some of those. And we will also have a special guest lecturer telling us about a subject of general interest. I hope to see you there on the 12th of July at the North East Radio Club AGM. And remember, as it's the AGM, there will be some vacancies on the committee. So if you feel you can contribute to the functioning of the North East Radio Club in the coming year, then by all means volunteer for one of the positions. It's members like you that make the club enjoyable. And next Friday, the 28th of June, is the tech night for this month. And once again, some of the North East Radio Club gurus will be in action. This time it's going to be Rob, VK5RC, and John, VK5COR. And they will be telling us all about 3D printing. So come along next Friday night and find out all about this fabulous technology. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you up to date with what we've been up to this past week. Following another very successful Australian Fox Hunting Championships, thank you Andrew, VK5KET, our group is looking at purchasing a very high-tech computer software hardware package that will really get us into the big time. Featuring RFID-like tags for each competitor and an electronic automated scoring, this system is state-of-the-art and would certainly make scoring a breeze for the organisers. Andrew is also taking steps to ensure that we have GPS units for all competitor vehicles as well, to ensure that no one tries to gain an advantage by exceeding the speed limit. This fancy bit of software is certainly not cheap, but we are investigating ways that it may be used for other applications in an effort to make it cost effective. Watch this space. We are now planning our annual budget for 2020, so we expect the next business meeting to be a lively one. We try to include all and anything that we may need to spend money on over the next 12 months, and we always try to include a contingency amount to cover any unforeseen costs. We have been doing this for the last 2 or 3 years, and it certainly improves efficiency over willy-nilly expenditures. We can now also get back to researching a new club trailer. This project was forced onto the back burner because of the convention and a number of important events that took up our attention over the last few months. We are really hopeful that we can settle on a unit which will have the maximum benefit for the most members, something that will be useful for field days in making setup and tear down a more simple and efficient process, thus providing comfortable and warm protection from the elements. Watch this space for this one too. Tim, VK5AV, our trainer-in-chief, has been busy, and we have a program of training and examinations coming up where we are hopeful of a few new foundation licenses and a couple of F-calls who wish to sit their exams for an upgrade to standard. This is a very healthy picture, and we are really glad that some of our friends in Portland and other areas in Western Victoria have seen fit to choose our group to help them gain their licences. Welcome aboard, fellas. Full details are on the Get Your Licence page of Surge website at serg.org.au. That pretty much brings us up to date for another week. Thank you for listening. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. At the Tech Night on Wednesday last, Tim, VK5ZT, and Ian, VK5ZD, gave an informative technical presentation on ATV. Tim presented the physical evidence of his experimental journey through ATV development, as well as the actual transmitter that will eventually transmit VK5LZ ATV on 445.5 MHz when the gear is all finally located in its new enclosure. Ian, VK5ZD, projected all these devices onto a TV screen for all to see. He then proceeded to demonstrate and explain the transmit and receive capabilities of portable commercial TV camera and transmitters. A very interesting presentation. Well done, fellows. And a special welcome to the visitors who turned up. The 17th of July Tech Night will be on online SDR receivers presented by David VK5KK. The 21st August Technical Night will be on the VK5CL contest logging software presented by Ian VK5ZD. It is proposed to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the EARC during the RD contest weekend of the 17th and 18th of August with a special event call sign. A commemorative card is to be issued to all who contact EARC during that period. Also, a club barbecue is also to be held, so watch this space for further info. The Science Alive event at the Wayville Showgrounds on the 2nd to the 4th of August is well underway with the allocation of a site area. Those of you who have completed the event induction last year will have to renew your certificate online. Those attending for the first time will have to complete the induction online. I can email the instructions to you on request to vk5mak@wia.org.au. The Jota Scouts event on the 19th and 20th of October has some changes this year. For information and registration of participation, please contact Bruce VK5VAB. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. July the 13th will be our next coffee morning at the Shack, and this will start at the usual time at 9 a.m. By then, our work on the Girl Guide shed should be finished, and we can get back to regular 4 Saturday technical sessions. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on June the 28th. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there is no need to book, just turn up. General meetings start at 7:30, and the presentations are run first before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting last. The July general meeting will be a talk by Mike, VK5ZC, of the history of amateur radio. And on August the 15th, general meeting, we will have David Murphy to tell us about radio and audio pioneers in South Australia. Many of you will remember David's excellent talk about theatre loudspeakers some time ago. A new version of the club calendar is now on the website. The ALARA contest for this year is on the weekend of August the 24th and the 25th. Details are at www.alara.org.au/contests. Remember, if you cannot always listen to the broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for about 3 or 4 days after it goes to air. Northeast Radio Club, all one word, .org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen at your leisure. Advance notice of this year's AHARS buy and sell. It will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. More details later. Advanced bookings for this year's buy and sell can be made by contacting Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, whose email address is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or you can also phone him on 0438 362 049, or Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, vk5tw@wia.org.au. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 megs with a minor 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. If you must use your mobile phone, you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.